What a thrill. What a thrill to be in God's house, to sing the songs about the Master, to sing songs that just thrill your heart. I have a quick note in front of me. There is a mother-daughter brunch at Calvary Road Baptist Church on Saturday, May 10th at 9:30 a.m. Please let Janet Robertson know. Don't mention it to Herbie. He's not in the listening mood this morning, so... Please let Janet Robertson know if you would like to attend May 1st. You may bring mother, daughter, or any female relative or friend. That's over at Calvary Road Baptist Church. And if you need directions, see Mr. Bill over here in the front pew over here. He'll give you directions there to find that faraway church over there. I get excited when I start to think about Palm Sunday, when I start to think about Easter. I know that springtime is here, folks. We had a week. If you forgot about last Sunday afternoon, and I forgot about last Sunday afternoon very quickly when I saw them big snowflakes coming down. Starting on Monday morning, I didn't see one bit of snow or ice. Amen. I know that springtime just around the corner here, I'm starting to see those blooms. I am starting to see pretty soon in a week or so, you'll be coughing, you'll be sneezing, you'll be complaining about the pollen. You will be, but knowing as that grass starts to turn green, as the changing is of the seasons, it causes my faith to grow because I know that as those flowers spring forth, it gives me a reminder about how God's love is able to spring forth in me time and time and time and time again. If I simply focus upon Him. This morning I'm choosing to read out of the book of Isaiah. Sometimes in your Bible you will read certain passages and then God will just simply lead you to go back and read again and read again and read again. And this is one of those passages, every time I read this scripture, every time that I go back, and I got to say now, it's been many a year that I've read this scripture. But every time I do, it just touches my heart. I'm going to begin in the 55th chapter, and I'm going to start with the sixth verse. It's this verse that I struggled with, and I struggled with, and I struggled with, because I simply couldn't understand it. I would read, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." And I would scratch my head because it didn't make sense to me. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Because then I'd have somebody get up and preach about God is with you at all times. He sends His Holy Spirit to live, dwell within you. Then how can He be more near at one time than another? So I would continue reading. Let the wicked forsake his way, and let the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him. To our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Bless you. Then the eighth verse, and oh, it's where it starts to get good. This middle section is strong. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. This is a very well-read scripture. My thoughts are not your thoughts. I heard a couple one time in church were arguing, and they went back to the scripture. And I didn't have the heart to tell them, I don't think that's what it's about. She was pointing to him and saying, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And as I read on, talks about God, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Your thoughts are not my thoughts, and your ways are not my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I will never fully understand God on this side, but I know I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. I know, but I don't fully understand. Then I read on, and in the 10th verse, and 11th, and the 12th, I get a little more insight. For as the rain comes down, and the snow from heaven, this is very time appropriate. For how many weeks now have we had snow? For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but they do what? But water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace, and the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Heavenly Father, I had a special bleeding under... A special blessing under the reading of your word today. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. I couldn't understand how that certain times, it says in the 6th verse, seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Then I thought about my life. And I would think, as many of you have done so many times, about how many times in my life I have not been in the place that I should be in my walk with the Lord. So many times I've let things and made improper choices. So many times I've gotten to habits that are just simply not good habits. I was young, I thought I have. You know, I got my whole life ahead of me. And all of you should feel that you're young. Miss Jane, you have your whole life ahead of you. Happy birthday. But I also know that it's so easy to get into habits that just aren't good. And if you continue with that and to have it so easy to just kind of slip out of things, and all of a sudden you come to the point in your life where you feel that your life has almost slipped away. It was told to me one time that the saddest words ever said at a funeral are the words that were left unsaid and the intentions that people had to do that were left undone. Those are the cruelest, saddest words at a funeral. And it's so easy to get into habit. It's so easy to lose your simple focus. But I am here to tell you the good news. I am here to tell you that this is about God's word. It is about something that will not come back to him void. God's word will serve his purpose. It is powerful. It changes lives. You can read a lot of books. They can give you a lot of information. But there is only one book that I have ever read that actually has the ability to transform the individual. I believe in the power of the Word of God. Because his thoughts are not my thoughts and his ways are not my ways. And it is just as easy to get into these habits of good things that bring glory unto him. I know it's easy to feel God is near where you're here in church and they're singing and people are getting together, shaking your hand and going, oh, it's so good to see you, it's so love, you know. But I'm here to tell you that God is near in every moment of your life. When you leave out of here, when you get on the job, he is there and he can be there with you. If you start your day by looking upward, he will be there with you. It is up to you whether or not God is near. And if you focus on God, If you focus on the thoughts, knowing that His thoughts are far more lofty than yours. If you will focus on the fact that, yes, as He gave an illustration about the snow coming down, about the rain, and then how it brings forth in the springtime, especially the budding, the new spring, oh, the flowers, I love them. You're going to be looking so good on Easter. You'll hardly be able to stand yourself. You'll be looking at mirrors before you come in. Bob will wear out two combs on Easter morning, guarantee you, before you walk in. So I want you to compliment him on his hairdo when he walks in. I want you to do things on Easter that you don't. I want you to just look around and smile and be pleasant. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to. But I believe if we are focused upon what God's Word says about us and what God's Word is going to do, that you can start to develop those habits to draw God nearer to you. I was in my car. I thought of Bill Butts. I had the radio on. Bill and I have a conversation about Sirius XM radio. Correct, Bill? He has it in his car. He tried to impress me until I told him I had it in my car. And he listens to this wonderful Southern gospel stations, but he also listens to other stations. We had a conversation one time about sometimes on those channels you'll get back to where they have these programs, and these programs are of old radio shows back in the day. I have no idea what day that was, but I'll tell you, they are enjoyable, so enjoyable. And I have a habit now. Sometimes when I'm traveling down the road late at night, I'll turn this station on, and boy, you hear these old radio shows, and they just thrill you. And they had a little bit from George Burns. And these are your friends, right? George Burns, Gracie Allen. Yeah, yes, okay. Yeah. And they were sharing. And I guess Gracie evidently had to be, I'm going to make a non-political statement here. The blonde of the day, I would say. How would she do? Because she said that she was talking about how she was so disappointed in her brand new invention, they'd gotten an electric clock. You got to think it during these times. That was a pretty, Joe, do you remember your first electric clock? Don't tell us about it like that. And she said, I'm so disappointed because it's continually losing time. So they had to get the repairman to come in, and as you can well figure, he found out the problem. He says to her, it's unplugged. And she says, I know it's unplugged. I'm saving electricity. I only plug it in when I want to know the time. There's not many of you out there would put that in your sermon. But I put it in mine because I know a whole lot of people that the only time that they want to plug in is when they need something. I know a whole lot of people, the only time they call upon God is when they need something. I know a whole lot of people, and I've been guilty of that so many times in my life. Dr. Jeremiah will tell you that when you're in a corner, you will pray the way you ought to pray. When you're in a jam, when things are not going the way you want them to go, you will find God and He will be near. But I'm here to encourage. We don't have to simply want to plug in to get the time. We can be plugged in every day. You can be plugged in at work, because there are things that go on around you that you have no idea about how He is sending angels to protect you. I heard again this morning, and I was so moved about one of the services they were having for the individuals who lost their lives in that terrible mudslide, and how One brother who was praying for his own brother because he said, you know, he just went out that day to install a satellite dish on a house. And we don't have one clue. They don't know if they'll ever find the individuals. I want to be plugged in every day. I want to start my day with something positive. At lunchtime, I want to be thankful for what He has given me on my plate. When it comes to the end of the day, I want to be able to lay my head down on a pillow. I want to say, God, I may have not done all the things that You wanted me to do today. I may have made mistakes. I may have fallen short. But I thank You for still loving me. It says in this scripture here in the 7th verse, for He will abundantly pardon. He will have mercy on him. In just a moment, we're going to serve communion. It's a time of mercy. It's a time of forgiveness. It's a time of pardon. But also, it is a time of healing. Why? Because we don't focus on ourselves. We focus on God. I'll always love the statement, there is a God and you are not Him. It's our time to say thank you to God for what He did for us. To send His Son to die upon a cross for the shedding of blood. To remove these sins of mine and these sins of yours. And then, oh, in just a couple weeks, we'll celebrate that resurrection, that victory over death. No more sting. I believe if you'll simply set your course, if you will simply ask God to help you in your walk, that He will do that by allowing His word not to return void unto Him. Heavenly Father, we have come into Your house today. We've sung praises unto Your name. We've heard prayer requests, God, that have touched our hearts. And we thankfully have heard praises, praises, praises of what You're doing in our lives. Now, Heavenly Father, allow us in just a moment to say thank You by taking this small wafer as it is broken. In remembrance of what You did for us. And this small cup of juice that represents the blood that was shed. It says in Your word, let us do this in remembrance of You. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen.